this is the first week in our new sermon series on new beginnings. Our scripture today is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. In the beginning. So here we are at the beginning of a brand new year. And most of us have maybe just recently started to maybe remember to write 2014 instead of 13 on our checks. Am I right? I'm guessing for those of us still stuck in 2013, I think the 3 is going to be a little easier to fudge to a 5. So we're lucky on that. But there is a freshness as we begin a new year. Something about the new calendar, blank with possibilities. The fresh cold in the air, new layer of white snow on the ground, brings us a blessing of newness. Some of us have likely made New Year's resolutions, and some of us have likely broken them already. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. I know a shocking few people actually do keep their New Year's resolutions all year. So it's a good thing we get another shot at it each new year. Our scripture today is the beginning of our scriptural story. It's actually just the very first day of the creation story. The earth was without form. It was chaos and darkness. Yet God was there hovering over the deep. Even before this beautiful beginning we have in the creation of the world, God was there hovering over it all. Then God took action over this darkness and chaos. God spoke, and it was. God created us and the world and calls it good. Often we rush through the creation story, past the freshness and the goodness of this brand new creation, and we rush to read about the drama that unfolds in the story of Adam and Eve, stories about human failure, about sin and snakes. And rushing past the new beginning we have in the creation story, we may focus a little too much on our failure and forget that we have a God of new beginnings. In the beginning, God took action over the chaos. God created us and calls us good, made in God's own image. We are made in the image of God. We definitely don't want to assume we're always perfect at living into that image of God or forget that we are a people dependent on God for a second chance. But this story from Scripture isn't just about human failure. From the very beginning, God speaks a blessing on the creation over and over. God calls the creation good and very good 7 times. This creation story also isn't just supposed to be telling us about how the world was created. It was created by God. But this story is telling us and reminding us about the kind of God that we have. We have a God who breathes life and newness into the darkness, brings order out of chaos. If we make the mistake of reading this story like a history book, as if God's creative action is just a thing of a past, we may miss the reality that God is a God of new beginnings. I'm not actually sure God's creative work is done. It may be that God continues to create, that this is an ongoing thing. Frederick Buechner has said, "Using the same old materials of earth, air, fire, and water, every 24 hours, God creates something new out of them." If you think you're seeing the same show all over again 7 times a week, you're crazy. Every morning you wake up to something that in all eternity never was before and never will be again. And the you that wakes up was never the same before and will never be the same again either. In the best-selling novel, Anne of Green Gables, the main character, Anne, is quite talented at putting her foot in her mouth. She's always getting into all sorts of mischief every day. At one point in the story, she looks up to her friend and says, "Isn't it nice to think that tomorrow is a new day with no mistakes in it yet?" The new year can be a fresh start for us, the first day of the rest of our lives. So can January 4th and February 2nd and August 16th. Every morning, every day, we start over with possibility. We are God's creation. God didn't have to create us. It wasn't random, it was intentional. God chose to create and make something new in humanity. We are God's new beginning. I know that all of us have times when we fail or fall short. We say things we shouldn't have said. We think things that we wish we hadn't thought. We do things we probably shouldn't have done. As we begin a new year, we have a great opportunity in life to start again, and God blesses that. I've been humbled by the witness and faith of the many people who are dedicated to their recovery and involved in Alcoholics Anonymous. It may often be the case that these individuals have found a sort of rock bottom with life consumed with alcohol addiction. But through the steps in the AA program, which importantly includes the recognition of a higher power, they begin to rely on God, allowing God to come in and hover over the chaos of life. They begin to find strength to start anew, to start going in a new and positive direction. They count the days that they've been on this new journey with God. It can be scary and difficult stepping into something new with God. It makes us vulnerable. We can be discouraged by the failures of our past or really comfortable in our regular routine. Sometimes you have to scrap some of the old to step into the new. It can be scary. I remember just 4 or so years ago, I was working full-time at a residential treatment facility, driving about 40 or so minutes from our home. Stephanie and I lived at the Disciples of Christ church camp at the time. We really loved living there, but living there required us working several hours a week, keeping up with the facilities, cleaning and mowing and such. On top of that, Stephanie had her own full-time job, and I had two other part-time jobs leading worship at two different area churches. Life at that point was overly busy and a bit chaotic. In order for me to really listen to God at that point and accept my call to serve the church and ministry, we had to move. We had to leave our home, leave our family and friends that were close by so we could go to school. But it's clear now that as we stepped beyond what we'd known into something new, somehow God was at work. God was bringing order out of chaos. Just as the Spirit of God hovered over the deep in the beginning, long before anyone even knew what God was doing, God is at work in our lives just the same, calling us beyond our failures so that we can take a hold of something new with God. This week is traditionally when the church celebrates Epiphany. Epiphany is when we remember how the wise men traveled from the east to visit the newborn baby. And they came bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. So typically this week you might hear sermons on how we should bring gifts to this newborn king. And that is true. We each do have gifts to give. But in the story of the wise men, God is really the gift giver. The wise men come bearing gifts because this newborn Jesus was born for them. It's a tremendous gift. God has given us a gift. We have to reach out and take it. There was a young boy who, along with his family, lived on an old family farm. On their old farm property, there was a large old cistern, a big hole in the ground. One afternoon, the boy and his two older brothers went walking around the property. And older brothers, being older brothers, decided it'd be a good idea to toss the little brother in the old cistern. And they left him there. He couldn't get out. An hour or so went by, and the boy grew scared. He was alone in the dark. And then he saw a hand reach down into the darkness. It was his father's. For a moment, he was frightened, too frightened to take a hold of his father's hand. But he did, and he was raised from the darkness into the light. God has given us a gift of his presence and life on this earth. And we're called to take this gift of life with God and live it, to allow God to come into the reality of our lives, helping us to create order out of chaos, to breathe life into us and start anew. The creation story is just the first story about new beginnings. We still have that same God of new beginnings who calls us beyond the failures of our past. God is still hovering over the deep, ready for us to join him in doing something new with our lives, something God would bless and call good. Amen.